This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So tell me if this doesn't work for you. I can just read this verbatim or give you like a detailed overview.
Verbatim.
Verbatim, gotcha. Okay. We haven't decided on a letter yet. After we read, you can like pick one. So
okay.
Here's a letter. Hey, Vayner Nation. I'm turning 45 today. With that in mind, I've started to really think about the next 45 years because 90 feels about right for me to hang up my jersey. For the first time in my brain, I'm picturing life after 90, and I can imagine life would be very different after that. That being said, I'll probably work well into my 80s, so what does that mean? If I retire at 90, then 45 is halftime, right? It's an interesting age for me. It feels like I'm walking back into the field after halftime this Saturday, and that makes me feel incredible. I feel 45 to 50 is when I'm at my most powerful. If this analogy plays out, the next 5 years may end up being the greatest part of my decade.
Let's shift that to 45 to 55, and let's call it the next decade, and then obviously if that tweaks the back end of that sentence.
Okay, so you're gonna say the next decade, just no, the next 5 years, just the next decade?
Okay. Yep, the next decade, yep. Mm-hmm.
Next decade. Okay, I've been feeling it. I feel like I am sensing smoke. I feel like 43 to 45 has all been one big game of halftime adjustments. I've become more self-aware, more aware of my shortcomings, more willing to talk about shit, dirt, and how it all relates to the process. Let me explain. I use the term smoke to fire, as some may use percolating to action. I also use the analogy, and I use a lot of analogies, of having 31 balls in the air and dropping 7. The reason I can hold 24 balls in the air is because I'm always sensing smoke. I'm always ideating. I'm always adding another layer. Then, boom, people can watch how it happens. Some may only see the last piece, the final fire, but if they look closely, they can see it build. This is different from the idea behind blood in the water. Being able to sense smoke is a process that I'm finally going to break down for you. It's all about efficiency. This article is about productivity more than anything. People use tools for efficiencies while I use emotions, perspective, and insight. It's because a lack of fear makes you more productive. You need to have a tremendous relationship with time and understand that in order to make progress, you must not fear ideation. Productivity doesn't have to be Slack or any other app. Some people are like me, and I'm not a literal productive person. I'm a theoretical, emotionally productive person. I've never mentioned that or admitted that to myself. You can do many things if you are always in smoke mode. There is one idea and then there's another idea. Don't be afraid to ideate and create. That's where I'm going with this theory. Maybe we should create a new genre of emotional productivity. That's what I'm embarking on. Maybe I'll write a book in 7 years and that will be the most impactful, educational thing I've ever done. Again, I'm always ideating. I'm doing it right now as I write. I'll take something from this sit down that may help me with line text, or I'll take something from a gallery media or 1:37 p.m. meeting that's going to help me in my speaking career. Smoke to fire is a constant for me. Someone tagged me in something earlier before I wrote this. It said that group thinking was better than individual thinking. It made me think, do I internalize most things as a group of people would rather than just me as the individual? What I mean is I'm a human feedback loop. It's how I navigate through my content, and it's how a lot of small businesses can navigate through their own content.
Real quick, somewhere in this area, I think is a huge opportunity to tag to the PCS article.
Okay.
Or the concept of the PCS.
Okay. Cool. Okay. What I mean is—
It's almost like what you're talking there, you could segue by saying, in other words, if I was coming out of school, I'd probably want to get a job as a PCS.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I understand. So maybe I could, rather than just me as an individual, and then I could maybe say, like, if I was coming out of school, I may be a post-creative strategist.
Because yeah, I would say if I was coming out of school, I would look for a job like the PCS, you know, and then link to whatever we have for PCS.
Okay. What I mean is I'm a human feedback loop. It's how I navigate through my content, and it's how a lot of small businesses can navigate through their own content. Having more people around gives me more energy because that's basically more ways to get feedback. It's probably why I have a comedic style in my keynotes because laughter is such an affirmation. Maybe it's the reason why I curse so much. I've never thought this through. I mean, it could also be because I love Richard Pryor and Kira Schwach. Regardless, when I curse the first time, I always use that reaction to gauge my language. Using emotion and empathy when communicating adds to the smoke. It helps you continue to make adjustments at halftime. Keep in mind, some things in life are earned and others are natural. Not everyone is a natural ideator. However, you can work to eventually earn empathy and create and communication skills. There is value in working towards something that doesn't come naturally to you. I know that after going through a physical health transformation. I'm the least naturally healthy person there is. From 32 on, when I gained 10 pounds fast, I said, uh-oh. My grandfather died from heart disease and I feel like I'm built like him. So from 32 on, when I gained 10 pounds fast, I said, uh-oh. My grandfather died from heart disease and I feel like I'm built like him. So from 32 to 38, I had 4 different trainers. Let's just say that didn't work out. It was more than what I was doing in my 20s, but as I started to travel more, the conversation of let's get my health together started hitting me like a drop in the bucket each time I thought about it. But then it just clicked. I realized I needed to-
Maybe there, to keep the analogy going, maybe we say like a puff of smoke, like okay. A small puff of smoke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like a spark to start a fire or something there, something to keep in mind.
Smoke or spark to, okay, anyone reading the Google Doc, my spelling's atrocious, but I'll fix it later. Okay, so, but then it clicked. I realized I needed a babysitter. I'm not as good at keeping myself accountable as I am with others. I realized I need a human to hold myself accountable. I might change accountable because we use it twice.
Real quick, I just want to make sure you understand. I'm really accountable to y'all. So, I want to make sure everybody understands I don't need Mike to keep me accountable. By having Mike in my life, I don't want to let him down. So I'm almost holding my, it's like a little bit of a slight tweak there. I want to make sure that lands. I understood that I like being a leader and I like being a coach and I like being the captain. So I'm there for my team. With Mike being my coach, it's actually the reverse. I don't want to let him down. It's less that it's funny. I thought I needed a babysitter, but what I needed was a teammate that I wasn't going to let down.
So what if I said that?
Really.
So, but then it clicked. I realized I needed a teammate. I'm not as good.
Keep going. Yep, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So, but then it clicked. I realized I needed a teammate. I'm not as good at keeping myself accountable as I am. Well, how about this? Sorry. I realized I needed a teammate.
You got it. You can play with that afterwards. You got the gist.
Yeah, because we don't have time. Sorry. I remember that day. I was 40 years old, and as I, Gary, do we still have you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I remember that day. I was 40 years old, and as I boarded that plane, I decided I'm doing this.
I was 38 and a half years old.
38, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe going up 40. And when I got off the plane, and as I boarded the plane, I decided I'm doing this. And when I got
I got it.
Yeah.
So you got the part where I was 38
mm-hmm.
and I decided on the plane before the plane took off, I said that I would start working out seriously at 40. And mm-hmm. by the time the plane landed, I decided to start right away.
Exactly. So then there's this, after that analogy, we say, so what do I want you to take from this? My mom says this all the time. She thinks she's all smoke and no fire. What I have is action. The question is, what is it in me that pushes me to act? Because people get to 99 trying to fix their issues. I'm so tired of people not doing things because they're afraid of wasting time. I find that most people who say, oh, that's a waste of time, their time is the least valuable. It's such a bad excuse. These free-flowing conversations are how you get to ideas. Everyone is so structured, school is too regimented, and that takes away creativity for many. What I notice about myself is I don't conform to norms. I'm willing to be flexible with time and my resources. I'm always listening, even though I talk a lot, which is why video conferencing works for me. I need to see the reaction to what I say. I'm always looking for feedback loops. Maybe my definition of smoke needs another layer behind it. Maybe in order to truly get to a smoke and fire process, you must be self-aware, honest, and hold yourself accountable. Most people do things on autopilot because they assume that if there's a meeting in their calendar, they must do it, especially these days on virtual meetings. The next time you're in a meeting, pay attention to your senses. If within the first 13 seconds, you feel that you're that the meeting you're in doesn't meet the needs of what you're trying to accomplish, smoke, then change it, fire. Focus on your intuition and natural talent. Work on the things you're not naturally good at. I think many people are smoke and blame other people for not starting a fire. In life, maybe before halftime, you have to start the fire. And then that's the article.
I love it.
Okay, we have a few, potential titles, and maybe you can put your, tell me which one you like the best.
So I think I want to call it A Letter I Wrote in the Locker Room.
Okay, cool. I'll just use that. Cool. Any questions, anything you want me to like keep in mind as I edit?
Nope, I think I gave you the feedback. I'm really happy with it. Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. That's it. Cool.
Amazing.
Thanks, G.
All right, bye guys.
Have a great
day.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Podcast with Hyreem by Food Morty. Hey, Gary. This was a great podcast. I am 25 and I am building a brand on TikTok. I really appreciate Hyreem's insight. He is a special person who can actually sustain being an influencer, and I connected with this story. Please do more episodes like this. Thank you. Thanks to Food Morty. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.